This will be a much different prayer. Dare I say, a much more earnest one. Can I do this? I'm not sure. But this isn't a matter of being sure. Our straits are dire, and we have no choice. The holy clergy doesn't believe he'll appear, but he is our God. I still have faith that he will help us. This is our duty, and if no one else will dare to accomplish it, then I will, no matter what challenge may await. My Lord, every time I walk these steps, I clear my mind of all worldly strife and instead remember all of the things I love and cherish so that I may ask for your blessing each morning with an open heart. But now, the threat of war is on the horizon. A neighboring nation with an army of unfathomable power is looking to conquer our lands. You teach us that love, passion, and devotion are the keys to a life well lived. That lust is an extension of ourselves, of which we are empowered and honored to indulge in. But faced with an enemy who does not share these beliefs, I fear that battle is our only recourse. My fellow clergymen and women do not agree. They believe that war will go against our way of life. I understand their point of view, but I do not wish to see my home destroyed. I have lived my entire life, thus far, entirely by your teachings. I don't want to defy them, but it appears that there is no other way. So now, my Lord, I seek an audience with you. I humbly beseech thee, please heed my summons and stand before me so that I may discuss this matter with you openly. Please. Please. Who was I kidding? He hasn't been seen in hundreds of years. I'm not the head priestess. Why would he peer before someone like me? I should go. Who are you? I don't recognize you from the clergy. I thought I came up here alone. Why are you welcoming me? Unless it can't be. My Lord! I'm terribly sorry if I caused any offense. Please forgive me. Oh? You wish for me to stand? Very well. My Lord, is it really you here before me? Was my devotion to your teachings really so strong that you were able to manifest after so many centuries? That makes me so happy. Oh, me? I'm just a humble priestess of the clergy who helps to look after your temple and spread your teachings to the rest of the kingdom. A humble, beautiful priestess? how flattering. Thank you. Everyone in our nation still loves you greatly, my Lord. But I wish we got to meet under happier terms. There is a war coming against a powerful enemy. We have lived by your teachings and don't know anything about combat. However, you are a god, are you not? You still possess divine power. Power that would allow you to fight an army single-handedly? My Lord, if you appeared before me, then you must consider me an exemplary follower of your teachings, yes? I'm glad to hear you say that. The clergy does not believe in violent conflict. They think that it goes against our way of life. I understand what they mean, but I don't want to see the home I love destroyed or my people killed or taken prisoner. I know that you cannot leave the holy city. So instead, I ask that you lend me your divine power and make me into a demigod. Everyone else in the kingdom should continue to live by your example. So let me be the one to fight. I alone will shoulder the burden of violence so that everyone else I love may live in peace. Please, Can you grant me the power to go to war and defend my people? Yes. After making such a blasphemous choice, I will no longer be allowed to be one of your followers. But if that is the price I may pay for everyone's safety, then so be it. So, my lord, is it possible for you to grant me this wish? Yes? How? Please tell me. A trial of lust. I have to make you orgasm before I do. I see. I've partaken in this trial many times before with members of the clergy. But to face you, my lord, this is both a great honor and a true test of will. How could a mortal ever defeat a god? Though I suppose such a thing has happened before. Very well. I accept. We'll start now. Yes, of course. May I come closer? I've been told that when you used to appear before mortals, they would see you as someone they feel immense lust towards. The legends were true, my lord. You are incredibly handsome. May I touch you? Oh my. Your bare skin feels so warm. I can almost feel the divine strength inside of you. May I kiss you? Your lips are so soft and tender. Oh, and your presence practically radiates arousal. To be honest, I've barely been able to contain my lust while speaking to you. My pussy has been aching for the last few minutes. Though you also seem to find me quite ravishing. Does my body excite you, my lord? My round breast. My wide hips. The garments we priestesses wear always leave very little to the imagination, so that we can inspire lust in our followers. The top half only covering my breast. The bottom half just a cloth, leaving my legs on full display. I'm glad to see that my God also feels lust for me. May I have a better look at you, my lord? May I get on my knees and have you reveal yourself to me? My lord, your cock, it's incredible. There are so many legends in our history about this cock that hardly anyone can resist it. And those swollen balls. It's been hundreds of years since you've gotten to come, hasn't it? I can't believe it's so hard for me already. Does this please you, my lord? The long shadow your cock cast over my face? May I touch it? Oh, I don't need to ask you permission? Oh, right. In a trial of lust, I should just surrender to my arousal and try my very hardest to outlast you. Very well. I'm gonna stroke you now, my lord. Your cock is so warm. I love stroking it like this. But what I would love even more is to pleasure you with my mouth. It's been such a long time since you've gotten to feel such pleasure, my lord. Hasn't it? I hope my throat is to your liking. The top half of my garments feel so stifling all of a sudden. Let me get these off. That's much better. I can see you staring, my lord. My breasts are quite lovely, aren't they? And they'll be even lovelier with your cock between them like this. Yes. Oh, I love feeling the warmth of it resonating through my body. I want my lips on this swollen head. You're strong-willed, my lord. Most other men of the clergy would have come all over my face by now. Is that what you would like? To shoot your load all over your priestess's pretty little face? Or over her soft, supple breast? I just love sucking this big, divine dick. Maybe you want your cum. Oh my. My teasing really lit a spark under you. You're sliding off my lower garments. Oh yes. Place your head. Between my thighs. My lord. Oh, your tongue feels amazing. Wait, no. I have to resist. I have to. You. Oh, your tongue is so deep. It feels so good. But I won't. I won't come. Not before you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You're eating me out so intently. Oh, even though I have my thighs squeezing around your head. I have to put my thighs there so I can hold myself in place. I won't give in, my lord. No matter how good it feels. Oh, yes. Oh, you're adding your fingers, too. I can barely take this. My pussy's in heaven. What was that? You want me on all fours? Okay. Let me just... My lord. Oh, your hands feel so good holding my waist. Oh, you're preparing me for your cock, aren't you? Oh, please. Yes. I'm gonna be the first person in the new era to take this cock. But if I want your divine blessing, then I'm not allowed to come still. I won't come, but I want it. I really want it. I need it. Please, my lord, give it to me. Please, put it inside me. Please, pound my pussy until I see stars. Oh, please. Oh, oh, fuck. It's incredible. Oh, it's even better than I imagined. Oh, fuck. Oh, my lord, you feel so divine. Oh, I love this cock. Am I nice and tight for you? Oh, fuck. You can go harder if you like. I can take it. I can take it. Show me your full power. Oh, fuck, yes. More. Yes. Put your hands on my hips and thrust even deeper. Blow my back out. Oh, yeah. You like the way I move my hips back against you? How my ass jiggles with the impact. Oh, fuck. You're rubbing me off again. It feels so good. Oh, so good. Oh, but I can't come yet. I won't come yet. No matter how much my pussy wants it. I won't come until I feel you blow your hot, thick load inside me, filling me to the brim. Oh, you want me on my back? Oh, so you can see my tits bouncing around like this? Yeah, my lord, you're going so deep. Harder. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. You want to come just as much as I do, don't you, my lord? Yes, you do. You haven't gotten to come in so long. And along comes the hottest, sluttiest priestess you've ever seen to drain your balls for you. I want your cum. I want it so bad. In me, on me, I don't care where, but I need it. Come for me, my lord. I can feel your cock swelling inside me. I know you want to come. Please, come for me. Yeah? Where do I want it? I... Everywhere. I want it everywhere. Come all over me, please. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, let me help. Oh, yes. Let me stroke you while you come all over me. All over my face. Painting my chest. Oh, my stomach. Oh, my thighs. I think this means I passed the trial. Fuck. My lord, wait. I'm still so sensitive down there. Oh, fuck. Please, more. It feels so good. I can't take it anymore. I'm so close. That was incredible. I believe I passed the trial. You came first. The evidence is all over me. Thank you for finishing me off, though. You're right. It's customary in a trial of lust to do so. Believe me, if I hadn't been actively trying to resist, no doubt I would have come at least 6 or 7 times. What's this? Nothing, my lord. There's just a strong sensation in my chest. Almost like I could run for miles or lift 10 tons. Has it happened already? Is this what it feels like? Being divine? True. You've never been mortal, so you wouldn't know the difference. Thank you, my lord, for giving me the opportunity to defend my home. Tomorrow, I will meet the enemy at the border. And if they don't agree to my terms of surrender, then I will engage them in combat. I'm sorry that I won't be one of your followers anymore. I'm still one of your followers? But how can that be? Oh, I see. The fact that I'm doing this out of love for my people shows that my heart is in the right place. That I'm a true acolyte of your temple. I'm deeply touched, my lord. I will remember your teachings for as long as I live. And tomorrow, I pledge to protect this nation with all my strength. Oh. But today, I think I may need a small nap first. Part of me is still mortal after all. Will you still be here when I awake? I see. The clergy will be angry with me, but at least they'll be glad to see you reawoken. For now, sweet dreams, my lord.